Sexual violence in South Sudan, especially related to the conflict, has been really one of the major issues in South Sudan. So we wanted to focus on the access to health for the survivors, because we have made some investigation, especially in three states, Central and Western Equatoria, as well as Unity. And we had documented a huge number of cases with a huge number of victims. And we come up with a number of findings about the key challenges that women and girls are facing when they want to access to health care and when they have been victim of sexual violence. We have interviewed a lot of women. We have testified, given their story. And it is really very, very difficult to hear what they are telling us about the challenges and what they have suffered. We want to bring to the attention of the government and to many people about this very worrisome situation, so that something should be done about it, first of all by the government. And we are lucky that when we send the report to the government, the Ministry of Children and Social Welfare and Gender has read the report and provided the feedback about the content of our report.
Before we even talk about the feedback, and you did mention that you had some findings in this particular report. Tell us, when it comes to access to health care by these survivors of sexual violence, what were your findings? How easy are they to access health care?
They have to go through a lot of challenges. The first one is, in average, they have to go more than 5 kilometers walking to get a health facility. Once you reach there, the second challenge is whether you are going to get the medication that is needed. And even before the medication, you have to deal with somebody who has the skills to tell you what is your issue and what should be the right medication. But if you don't have a health worker who are enough in number and who are qualified, it's going to be another challenge. The third step is about the medication, because once you are there and you don't have the medication, then you are not really going to be safe. That's why there are really a lot of challenges. And some of these challenges are related to various factors that we can talk about it if you want.
What are some of these factors that have led to these challenges when it comes to accessing health care by survivors of sexual violence?
We have to make sure that there are more health facilities so that the people, the lady who are survivors of sexual violence, they can just walk at a very acceptable distance to get there. Secondly, is to make sure that the health facility have the adequate personnel. So they need to be trained. They need to have more qualified personnel, etc. And it is also important to make sure that the medication are available. So all of that is about, of course, resources. Is about budget. And when you are looking at the budget and you are looking at the 2019-2020 fiscal year, it's only 1.2% of the budget that is dedicated to health. $14 million. For an entire nation, this is really very little. Just to give you a comparison, I will tell you that, for instance, the members of the national legislature, for their health care, they have a budget of $20 million. Of US dollar. So just the number of parliamentarians are getting more than the overall budget for health for the entire country. So it's really important to make sure that the government is giving enough priority about the health care of the entire people so that they can really have access to health care. That's really something that if the percentages, for instance, should increase, not 1.2, like 15, this is what we are suggesting. We know that the government is facing a lot of challenges. They have a lot of things that they have to handle at the same time. We are now even in a pandemic crisis. So it's a real challenge. But it is important to see where is the priority given to the health sector, and especially also to the survivors of sexual violence.
You did mention earlier that when you gave the report to the government, to the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, the response was good. What were their response and what are they going to do about this report?
It was good in the sense that they acknowledged that there are issues that need to be addressed. First of all, I would say that it's even for us, it's encouraging because most of the times we are used to see the government denying whatever we are releasing as a human rights report. But to see that the government has already acknowledged some of the facts, that's very important. But at the same time, it was important for the ministry to highlight the kind of initiatives that they have taken so that they are trying to address the issues that we have mentioned and they have acknowledged themselves. But I think that it is important to also take notes of the efforts that are being taken by the government to try to address those issues. In addition to that, they are also counting on the support of the international community. But the overall support given to the health sector remains weak, being the national support and even with the support of the international community, the overall resources allocated to the health sector remains weak.
Talking about the survivors of sexual violence, one of the things that they actually wanted to see as well is justice and not just impunity for the perpetrators of the sexual violence. From the report, did this come out? Is there something that needed to be done in order to end impunity against sexual gender-based violence?
I think if we are not all conscious that accountability or those perpetrators of sexual violence should be held accountable, should be identified, arrested, prosecuted in a fair manner, and at the end be sentenced, this phenomena will continue. So it is really important to make sure that the accountability is not forgotten as one of the key recommendations. Impunity is one of the issues that is really destroying and dividing more and more the South Sudanese society. So it is really time to really tackle the issue of impunity. We have seen in the last few weeks and past, etc., some of the concrete action. Just even recently, the SSPS, a police officer, who is now before a court somewhere out in the field, because he has raped a 17-year-old girl while she was in detention. Can you imagine? So it is really important that this kind of action to handle, to arrest the alleged perpetrator and make sure that he is going to be held accountable. This is really one of the solution, and people are really requesting that justice must be done.
Eugene, just before you go on this particular report on access to healthcare, what else could you like to tell us?
I would like just to mention that if we are looking at the kind of challenges that South Sudan and the entire world is facing now with this pandemic of COVID-19, it even emphasized the need really to take the health sector very seriously and try really to take very concrete and measures to really make sure that we are really addressing the issues. With the additional challenge with COVID-19, it has really indicated that we are not doing enough regarding the health sector. So it is really important. And as part of the of those people who are suffering because they don't have access to the health sector, I think it is really important to make sure that the girls and the women who are conflict-related sexual violence survivors are going to be assisted. And I think even last week, there was a demonstration of civil society organization because of a rape of a young girl in somewhere here in Juba. So those cases, there is a lot of cases, and it is really very, I'm very happy to see how the mobilization of civil society organization was done to have many people to really look at that specific case. What needs probably to be done is it will be better to have more men and boys involved in that kind of demonstration, because the issue of conflict-related sexual violence or gender-based violence as a general, it's an issue for the entire society. We should not only see women and girls demonstrating for asking justice or to ask for the end of that kind of sexual violence. We should be all together. We should be all together to really claim for justice against those and make sure that it will end in the near future.